Okay, we're here today to talk about the Family Navigator post that's based here at Croydon Drop-In. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you came to find support from Keisha, the Family Navigator, and also the situation you're in and how she's helped you?
Hello, my name's Sarah. I found support through my little girl's school, Oasis Academy. They forwarded me to Keisha. Since I've been with Keisha, it's been about a year and a half now. She's put me forward for counselling, which has really helped. She's sort of supported me through so much, as in housing. I lost my job in December. She helped support me through that. I've got severe depression and anxiety problems, and she's really helped me come forward with that.
And had you tried to get some help before?
No, I just sort of blanked it out, basically. And sort of when I found Keisha, I found her so easy to sort of talk to, explain a situation that was going on. She helped me forward through with everything, that side of things.
And was that about coming into Croydon Drop-In to talk to her, or were there other ways that she helped out?
It was coming in every week to speak to Keisha, plus there was two phone calls a week as well to see how I was doing and to make sure I was okay.
Great. And did she signpost you to other people that could help with specific things, or was she able to kind of help?
It was, I got posted to Mind, the counselling, so she helped me through that stage and got funding for me. So I was able to get funded through Mind from Keisha as well, which was really helpful.
Okay, so is that funding to be able to access their counselling?
Yes, yes.
And did you know anything about Mind and their
counselling? No, I didn't know anything before until Keisha like showed me all the paperwork and everything, and then obviously introduced me to the lady that I was going to counselling with, and then, yeah, helped me through that side.
And you also said about she helped you when you lost your job?
Yes. I went through a really hard time, had a really bad breakdown just after Christmas. I turned to Keisha quite a lot through that. She's helped me with my paperwork with my job centre because I'm dyslexic, so I find it difficult to sort of read and write. So she's been my sort of support barrier with that side of things, of knowing what to do and what not to do.
Okay. And what qualities did Keisha have that really helped you? What about?
Friendly, easy to approach. I found her very easy to talk to. She was sort of always there no matter what. Depending on if I'd leave a message on her mobile, she would get back to me within the next day. It wouldn't sort of be weeks. When you do sort of speak to some people, it ends up being weeks where they're so busy, but she always had time for me.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that was something different that you'd experienced from getting help in the past?
Yeah, because I had counselling before, but that was just through my doctors. And I was only able to see my doctor sort of once every 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. But having Keisha as that support through the last year has really helped me through so much, even with my anxieties. I've started swimming, which in the last couple of months has took me a lot to sort of have that confidence to be able to do and meet people. I've started going on walks around the park with people, getting to meet new people and that. And I don't know, I just feel different. She's just made me feel very comfortable.
And did she put you in touch with the walking group? And
yes, yeah, she's put me in touch with everything and then sort of said, take it slow, sort of do how you feel and give me that sort of boost to sort of do it, if that makes sense.
Okay. So you found that she had information about what was going on that
yeah.
might help you?
Yeah, I wouldn't have known none of it otherwise. Sort of, there's not really many places in Croydon you can sort of go to. Sort of, if you go to Croydon Council, i.e. through housing, and you don't actually get to speak to someone face-to-face, it's now on the phone, which I find very difficult. Mm-hmm. I'd rather speak to someone face-to-face. But with Keisha, she sort of helped me through all that, being face-to-face. So.
And she knew things that were going on.
She knew what to do. She knew sort of like what was going on. She'd show me on the internet sort of like legislation, yeah, and that how it works and sort of what I'm entitled to and what I'm not. Mm-hmm. Plus I'm signed off sick at the moment after my breakdown, and she's helped me through to find if I can do voluntary work while I'm signed off on ESA. Mm-hmm. Which has really helped, because I didn't think I'd be able to do it, as job centre's not that helpful, if that makes sense. They sort of put you in front of a computer screen and basically get on with it. But with Keisha, she set me up email addresses where I didn't have one of them. So she showed me how that works. Just little things, really. She's just helped me so much over the last year.
And I guess what you're saying is that one-to-one, that little extra has kind of made a lot of difference.
A hell of a lot of difference. I'm sort of worried of what I'm going to do now when she does sort of, it does end. When she did say to me, I was a bit worried of, oh no, where do I go from here? Mm-hmm. Like, is there someone else to talk to? Sort of, it has helped me so much.
And you mentioned that it wasn't just about her doing things for you, it was her sitting with you.
So. Yeah, guiding me more than anything. She hasn't done it. She sort of guided me and showed me how to do it, which has helped, because now I know silly things like to do an email address. I know how to receive and sort of send messages and that now, which has helped through Job Centre, because with them, they wasn't helpful. They didn't want to sort of sit down as a one-to-one and sort of show me what to do. But Keisha's given me that time to show me.
And